Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey, and this is A Call to Worship. Our God is our deliverer. His deliverance is our topic today during our time of worship and praise.
Father's perfect battle plan, waging war against the force of darkness. Rise from deep within you. Feel his strength and power as you join with him. Understand that his mighty presence is in you. The shout of victory will be heard.
Father God, thank you for being a mighty fortress, our deliverer. Father in heaven, as we're stepping through the first few days of the first month of this brand new year, God, please give us the wisdom to rest in your strength, to realize that nothing is impossible with you. God, give us the confidence that you alone are our deliverer. You will direct our steps through any trials and tests that come our way. You will provide a way of escape that we will be able to bear it. You, Lord, will deliver us from temptation and help us to resist the devil as he will flee from us. Give us, Lord, your peace that passes all understanding as, as we pray, praying without ceasing. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness and your unfailing love. We rest now in you and in your presence, knowing that our deliverer will never leave us or forsake us. Amen.
Even though
Lord, unto you will I cleave.
Our call to worship, God is our deliverer.
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what it is best. Loving me is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and
tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation.
We're listening to A Call to Worship as we invest time with Jesus. Invite your friends to join us for a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We'd love to hear from you. Please make a note of our new mailing address, Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I will repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
Not in part, but the whole.
This is an invitation today, right now, to answer your call to worship.
Held in Egypt's bondage, I had long a wanderer been.
Just the same as he was in the days of old.
Just as much a miracle that led me out of sin.
Delivered out of the hands of Pharaoh.
Delivered
by Jehovah's
wondrous might.
He walks with me.
Israel rejoiced when they walked out upon the shore.
God just got
so my feeble voice I raise his goodness to adore.
Deliver
out from the hands of Pharaoh.
Delivered
out
by
Jehovah's wondrous might.
He walks with me. He walks with me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I know.
Hallelujah.
Cloud by day and bright
fire by night.
Delivered
out from the hands of Pharaoh.
From the hands of Pharaoh.
Mighty
walks with me.
He walks
hallelujah,
with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know.
Hallelujah.
Cloud of
day by day and bright fire by night.
Deliver out
from the hands of Pharaoh.
From the hands of Pharaoh.
Do, 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 do.
God is our deliverer. God loves his creation, and he loves being the ultimate hero, delivering us from trials, trouble, and danger. One of the accounts most of us remember far back when we were children learning the accounts of the Bible. You probably remember when the Hebrew children were delivered from the fiery furnace. We find that account in Daniel chapter 3. King Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or to worship the gold statue I've set up? I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace, and then what god will be able to rescue you from my power?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, Your Majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, Your Majesty, that we will neither serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace, fully dressed in their pants, turbans, robes, and other garments. And because the king, in his anger, had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames killed the soldiers as they threw the 3 men in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell into the roaring flames. But suddenly Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, Your Majesty, we certainly did," they replied. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men, unbound, walking around in the fire unharmed, and the 4th looks like a god." Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads was singed, and the clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him." The Deliverer. From 2 Samuel, David sang this song to the Lord on the day the Lord rescued him from all his enemies and from Saul. He sang, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He's my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. He is my refuge, my Savior, the one who saves me from violence. I call on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies." From Psalm 18, the psalmist David, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety." From Psalm 40, "You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God." Psalm 37, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." From Proverbs 14, "In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge." Back to Psalm chapter 32, "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." Matthew 6, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, "We're confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves, and we learned to rely on God, who raises the dead. And he did rescue us from mortal danger, and he will rescue us again. We have placed our confidence in him, and he will continue to rescue us." From Galatians, "May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen." Folks, have patience. Patience as we watch and wait for our deliverance. From James chapter 5, "Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently waited for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near." 1 Peter 4, "Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it's revealed to all the world." And folks, once again, here's an exciting reminder of the ultimate deliverance. Through Christ, God has provided our way to be delivered from the penalty of sin. Romans 5, "When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us, sinners. Now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who's especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son, while we were still enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now, we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God.
How wonderful, Savior, is Jesus my Lord. How wonderful, Savior, to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, with special focus on God as our Deliverer. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters. We love to hear from you. As you know, Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We sincerely appreciate your financial support of this ministry. It's important that we hear from you. Please make a note of our new mailing address. That's Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.com. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry safely and securely on that website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout the ages, world without end. Amen.
by your